Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222, and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.
B-Pod Studios.
Thanks for choosing Felger and Maz to entertain and inform you in the afternoon. Felger and Maz. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, right to the phones, as promised. John in Lowell has been waiting patiently on the seas. Go ahead, John.
Yes, I'd like to talk to Mr. Maz about the ceiling thing. He said that the ceiling was higher on the individual we had last year, which I agree with. But because of the guy we have this year with his ceiling and him cooperating with the rest of the ceilings, they'll all get a little higher. So you're going to have five ceilings that are above average instead of one big ceiling and then a bunch of little ceilings.
Yeah, I've had it up to my ceiling with the ceiling conversation.
I don't blame you. People are making this more complicated than it is. So I'll tell you what, and I know you can't do this, but for practical sense, the talent of last year's team plays the talent of this year's team. No chemistry issues, etc. Last year wins.
They play to their absolute top ability.
Yeah, yeah, and they win by a lot.
Yeah, last year probably.
They win by a lot. This group would be lucky to get one game, if you want to know the truth.
Yeah. Well, they also have Horford. I mean, that makes a big difference.
Absolutely. No. Again, I factor him in.
Absolutely.
Yes. It's not all about Kyrie. Again, I'll tell you, take Kyrie out of it.
Okay, but they're
not. Put Horford on this team. I feel a lot better about him.
They're not playing against themselves. And the teams they are playing against have gotten worse. The East has gotten worse.
You think Philly's gotten worse?
Yep. Are the same. They're going to miss Jimmy Butler. And I'm sorry, it's going to catch up to them too. They're flawed. They might be better than you. They might, but I don't love them. I don't love them like everybody else does. By no stretch should they be prohibited favorites over you. That's absurd. And by no stretch should Milwaukee be prohibited favorites over you. If you want to tell me they're slight favorites, maybe that's closer to the bone. But I told you about Milwaukee. I told you about Milwaukee. I don't mean to rag on Giannis because he's a brilliant player and he's getting better and he wants to get better and he will get better, but he's not there yet. He's not. And if you play him a certain way, you can take him out. And they played him a certain way. You take charges against Giannis. You just, if you clog the lane or you just outside the lane and take charges, you build up his personal fouls. He's now afraid to go to the line because, as you all saw last night, like I told you yesterday, someone opened up his skull and took a giant crap inside his head because he's a mental case now on the free throw line.
Oh, boy, that's scary.
And I think that impacts his aggressiveness to the rim. And he'll shoot a deep three, but he has zero mid-range game. He doesn't have a handle. He can't create in the half court. Yet they give him the ball up top in the half court all the time, which I think is stupid. He doesn't go on the block and post. So there's just limits there. And then all they're doing is chucking and ducking. All they're doing is just chucking three-pointers.
And you saw that a lot in that second half. They got a lot of hacks on that team. Some of that roster construction in terms of, like, do you need both Lopez's?
They're fine. They're not horrible, but there's no. I was going to call him Terrell Middleton. God, do I? Middleton is just a guy. He is so overrated. He is not an all NBA player. They gave him a max contract. The guy they missed last night was Brogdon, someone who can slow down the game, make a smart play, shoot, an 18 foot jumper, a mid range. They have no mid range game, so that team is vulnerable.
Yeah, I like Brogdon, too. I think he's a good player. And I'm not telling you that the Bucks are world beaters. I'm not picking them to win the title. I'm telling you they're better than the Celtics.
I'm not even sure of that.
And I think Philly's better than the Celtics. This is what you are now. Again, it's a likable team. It's a more likable team. They play together. They play hard. They can do a lot of different things still that's pretty good. But you are basically the Indiana Pacers or the Utah Jazz. That's what you are.
I think you're a cut above that. I think you're. Which Indiana Pacers?
With Oladipo.
You're better.
Yeah.
Jay in Grafton. Go ahead, Jay, on Sony Michelle.
Guys, thanks for taking my call. I'm sick of hearing about the Devlin injury to defend Sony Michelle. Premier running backs. They don't need a fullback to run behind. A fullback's pretty much the biggest waste of a roster spot in the NFL. Just proof Sony Michel's another guy. You don't see Ezekiel Elliott lining up with a fullback. Chubb had no problem lining up without a fullback.
Jay, I'm with you.
Michel was any good.
I'm with you. I mean, and again, I don't think he sucks, but if you need a fullback to show you where to run, why are you drafting that guy in the first round? Why don't you draft the guy in the fourth round and he can run behind the fullback? Like, that's sort of my point.
The fact of the matter is, and nobody wants to hear this again because they probably have Sony on their fantasy team, like me.
Right? Do you really? You drafted him?
I do, because, again, he'll get the touchdowns when he gets down there, although even that's a struggle sometimes, and the Patriots are going to score. So, fine, whatever. But the fact of the matter is, they wasted a first-round pick on him. They wasted a first-round pick on him. He's not that good.
Would you rather have Sony Michel or Lamar Jackson as a project behind Brady?
Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson.
Yeah. Now, again, if you add Isaiah Wynn into the conversation, I lean Isaiah Wynn. Okay, but he's got to get on the field, and he's got to stay there. Because I feel like Wynn can play. I don't know if he's great, but I think he's good. And he just, they got to get figure out a way to keep that guy on the field.
Pay attention to this landline, folks. This is the model. This is what it should all sound like. Dakota and Braintree.
Here we go.
I can't believe you guys singing Kumbaya over one meaningless regular season basketball game last night against a Milwaukee team that crapped their pants.
Thank you.
Okay? All right? Insane. I honestly can't believe it. If they lost the game last night, okay, would you guys be saying the season's over? That's it? Throw it in? Danny's gone? Brad's gone? Everybody else? But yep. Now you're putting them in.
Murray would.
It's insane, all right? And you know what's really odd? Before the season started, I said this team still has a chemistry problem because of Haywood, Tatum, and the other guy, Jaylen Brown.
I know okay. Where you're going with this, so Dakota, keep going.
He was out last night. Did that actually help him?
You kidding me? Could you see how actually the volume of shots in the first half that weren't going down, these guys stuck with it? Tatum ended up shooting better. Gordon Hayward shooted better. Smart had some shots. He was more in flow. I mean, look at the volume opportunity of these guys, and they have good shooters. Kemba, if you stick Jaylen Brown in that game last night and they have the same first half, there is no way this team makes that run in the second half because Jaylen Brown demands the ball. Now, I'm not saying it's all because of Jaylen Brown. I'm saying it because
they have too many wings.
Exactly. And listen, Jason Tatum, if you're going to keep one guy of these three, who do you want? You want Tatum, Hayward, or Brown?
Keep one or trade one?
Well, no, first I want you to know, who are you going to keep?
Tatum.
Okay, who would you trade out of them?
Brown.
Okay, so that means...
Assuming all, you know, that they're age the same, et cetera, I think Hayward's a better player than Brown.
Would you agree that this team has those three players who are all have good skills in a way, but on the court together just does not work?
I think it's a fair thing to bring up.
It is.
You know, I was thinking about this. I'm glad he brought this up because I saw there was a caller on earlier and we never got to him or her. But I wouldn't play all three of them at the same time. I wouldn't. I think it becomes a ball-sharing problem when you do that. And it feels to me like Hayward and Tatum work pretty well together. And I thought I saw a little more unselfishness out of Tatum last night than we typically see. You know, Brown does not pass the ball. And I wonder if that is one of those things where if I give him the ball, I'm never getting it back.
So it's something that people don't talk about almost ever, which makes me wonder why I keep bringing it up. Maybe I'm missing something, but Gordon Hayward can opt out after this year.
Yes, he can, yep.
Okay, but Jim, if he opts in, is it for two more years? It's not just one-to-one?
No, I think it's next year at 34, 35, something like that.
So it is just a one.
Yeah. It's just one.
It's just one. Okay. For some reason, it crept in my head. It might have been two. But most of the time, guys opt out, don't they? Even if it's just to opt back in and sign a supermax, blah, 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 right?
Or to re-sign with the team and get two more years out of it.
But either way, he can opt out after the year.
Right. So that the problem will get solved. And you can understand how the Celtics look at it. They say, well, we got two young guys. And Tatum's going to be up for a contract next year. Hayward can opt out. If Hayward opts out, Tatum gets the money, and now we have the two young guys going forward. That's how they're thinking it, which, again, I get it.
Well, there's another way to solve it, too. Say, Jimmy, I remember, I think it was heading into the season. Would you say you would believe that Hayward could potentially be a trade bait by the trade deadline in the NBA?
I would say I believe Hayward is an interesting trade chip. Before we get to the February trade deadline.
I thought I remembered that. Okay.
How does Penelope feel about Boston?
Not great, Mike.
Hayward likes Miami, doesn't he?
I think Penelope likes Miami.
Put him with Jimmy Butler?
There's another shoe to drop down there. But the real Don's going to do something down there.
Yeah. Further evidence is the Celtics will end up fifth.
Kevin and Drake it on Sony Michel. Yes, Kevin.
Yeah, I was just, you guys touched earlier on a low average of yards per rush. And I was just wondering if that might have had something to do with us being ahead in the fourth quarter. I'll let you guys talk on that.
So you're running clock and teams are loaded up for the run. I mean,
well, you've been able to run in the first quarter?
I was going
to
say, just use your eyes, take the numbers out of it. Or does it feel like they've run the ball consistently this year?
No. They can't block. It's very simple. They can't block. Okay, they got some stiffs on the offensive line right now, and they had to stick some tight end I've never heard of in the backfield last week.
He's gone, though, so you don't have to worry about
it. I know, but the point is, but this is what
no, I know.
This is how far they've sunk. They can't block. It's an issue. So now that has to get fixed. You got the offensive line coach saying they can't block. Effectively, that's what he said.
Yes.
So it's got nothing to do with the fourth quarter. It's got, you know, Sony Michel's not the kind of back that can excel with a bad line or a mediocre line. He is a pretty ordinary back that needs space.
More of your wonderful phone calls after these words.
Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222, and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Sports. Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I think it's everything, you know. I think we have to do things better. I have to coach better. I have to coach a lot better than I've been coaching. So we have to do things a lot better than what we're doing. You know, I know what I really believe in, and we're not seeing enough of what I believe in out there, and so I'm not getting my message across. And I think I have to do a lot better job than what I've been doing. Let's just leave it at that.
Starnecki, the comments Maz was talking about. It does start up front. No question about it.
It's a bad place to be weak. It's a bad place to be weak. That's what worries me.
Fatal flaw?
It can undermine you. It can be. I mean, again, I can't say definitively about this team either way because they've been so undermanned up there. Again, Mason didn't play this last week. They've been without a left tackle all year. Andrews was hurt early on. So there's been a lot of, you know, moving pieces. But if Wynn gets back in there, Mason and Cannon start playing to their ability, I think they should be good enough. They should be good. I don't know about great, but pretty good.
Yeah. You know,
Andrews was a loss. I felt that from the very beginning.
If anything's going to trip him up, it's that.
Or
the kicker. Like, they better get up on teams 10, 14, 17 points. Because if it comes down to relying on kicker du jour, because I don't think that Nick Folk's going to be here come playoff time. It might be somebody else, the way this thing's trending. You better hope it doesn't come down to whoever that is.
I mean,
I don't feel great about it.
Yeah, to me, the offensive line's the weakest part of the team. I don't think there's any question about it right now. And if you were to say to me overall, I would say they're weakest on the lines. I think that's where they are weakest. They're weakest defensively on the defensive line, which doesn't mean they suck. but their offensive line is below average.
Okay, we continue with your thoughts. This, Celtics, whatever you want, even a little World Series thought from last night if you want. It's up to you. Mike in Rhode Island on the Ravens game. Yes, Mike.
Yeah, hey, you know what? Brady's ticked off because he knows that they haven't played anybody. And you know what? He's not doing anything. The offense is putrid. Well, a notch below putrid, okay? And every time in the first half, he's like 7 for 21 or 3 for 8, and he's up 17 to nothing. He's not doing anything.
So is he upset that he's not doing anything or that he thinks it's not going to be good enough in the end?
It's not him. He's not the man. It's not him.
So it's ego.
Right? Yep. And you know what? Plus, the guy's won 6 Super Bowls, and he's groveling for a contract. That guy should be paid first and foremost for anybody in New England for
okay.
what he's done. Robert Kraft bought that team for $165 million. It's worth $2 billion because of Tom Brady.
Pissed off over money.
It's about $3.5 billion, but who's counting?
You out there, does Boston, you think Brady's pissed off over money? Does that sound like Tom Brady to you?
No.
I don't think it's money. I think it's commitment.
What
the money means in terms of commitment.
Like, I mean, I can't even bring myself around to think it's about his ego. If you want to tell me he thinks it's not good enough to win and that's going, I'm like, that sounds like Brady, but because he's not the man or he's not being paid a certain amount, that's not the Brady I know.
Okay, so no, it's not that exclusively. It's a factor, though, that, you know, again, they're winning. Why isn't he happy about the 8-0?
I don't know. It's a good question. Gasper wrote this today in the Globe that, you know, just juxtaposing Belichick and Brady. Belichick seems happy and ebullient and, you know, walking on air. And Brady seems like he's grinding it out and isn't that happy. And so you're asking why. Why isn't Brady happy?
Now, if you want to say to me he's also a perfectionist and, as the caller started to allude to, that...
I think the whole thing is grinding him down.
Yeah.
The grind of it.
But I'm telling you, if he had that commitment from the organization, it wouldn't be as much of a grind.
Maybe. Discussing before quickly about Donovan McNabb, how much I disliked him as a quarterback. Frank and Sandwich wants to weigh in on that. Go ahead, Frank.
First and foremost, I should give a crap about Donovan
yeah,
McNabb.
Me neither.
Sucked as a quarterback, but this narrative about him throwing up in the game is really unfair to the guy. If you watch the game, the play before, he got croaked by Ted Johnson. He got up. He couldn't just call a timeout. He didn't remember the play. He was throwing up. God sakes, the man was concussed.
They couldn't call timeout because Andy Reid had burned them all for nonsense earlier in the half, and they were mismanaging the clock. Yeah, okay, so he got concussed, and that's why he threw up. But the whole Eagles team was gassed at the end of that game because they didn't prepare properly. It was their first Super Bowl, and they didn't know how to time out the warm-ups and the halftime and all that stuff. They were all dehydrated. They were all going in the locker room for fluids and whatnot. They were a mess. Because they didn't prepare for the day in the game properly. So I think that was it with Don McNabb. But on top of it all, he sucks. I just didn't think he was. I think the first thing on Andy Reid's Hall of Fame resume should be dragged Donovan McNabb to four NFC title games.
It's really amazing.
I mean, the guy couldn't play. I thought he was the most overrated guy of his generation. Him and Bledsoe. John in the car. Go ahead, John, on the Celts.
Oh, hey, how we doing, guys? I just wanted to say that the fact that the Celtics, once again, every single year, they don't have a big man. They have no one that's going to play the front court. They don't know what they're doing on the front court at all, and that's why I at least think that the 76ers are going to take advantage of that in the playoffs. Thanks, guys.
So, who was the Raptors' center?
Well, they got, what's his name, Gasol, right?
Okay, but exactly.
Yeah, like
Marc Gasol's a good player.
Yeah, and look again.
Where is he now?
In Toronto.
Is he still there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he's
still
their center.
Yeah, he's still there. So look, I would tell you that
that's why they won.
Your center doesn't have
it helped.
Your center doesn't have to be your best player, but it's nice to have one. I mean, it helps. You
I
know, mean,
again, I just went with the last champion. Who was the Warriors center all those years?
Oh, they had a cast.
It was really Draymond Green.
So this is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but that's also the greatest shooting team in the history of the league. Like, you know, it's they're. I'm not saying you need a stud in the middle, but it's nice to have a big guy that can at least play some defense.
But the year that they lost, that Golden State lost Bogut, they lost the finals. So it helps. It helps to have a real center. It helps to have an Aaron Baines type.
Okay, well, now we're talking something totally different. You can't go find another Aaron Baines?
Well, but this team doesn't have him, Mike.
Okay, well, that should be doable. You should be able to find the next Aaron Baines.
Well, it's kind of supposed to be Cantor, but he's been hurt.
Yeah, I think it's more supposed to be Robert Williams III, Time Lord.
So look, Milwaukee last night had this tremendous size advantage on you. Did they use it? Was it a factor?
No.
So you had Marcus Smart on Giannis. And again, the key to the game last night was Marcus Smart. Started there. His defense on Giannis. When you were getting blown out in the first half, the only thing that kept you within shouting distance was Marcus Smart hit some threes. And his sort of effort and that whole thing just sort of kept you with a faint heartbeat when you should have gotten run out of the building. And then when the run came, he was there too. But it was him on Giannis. He took Giannis out of his game. You would think the Bucks would say, okay, Giannis is 7 feet tall and Marcus Smart is what? Six?
Six. Not even 6'5".
Do you think you might want to put Giannis on the block?
In fact, he's 6'3".
And back down Marcus Smart? I mean, did that ever occur to Budenholzer? Say, hey, wait a minute. Well, why don't we actually get the ball on the wing instead of the ball in Giannis's hand on the wing? Why don't we put the ball in the hands of a wing and put Giannis on the block and have him shoot over Marcus? Did they ever do it?
No, they should have.
Okay, so because that's not really Giannis's game. And maybe it will be at one time, but it's not. And so there is vulnerabilities there in that Milwaukee team.
Yeah, again, I thought the Bucks played stupid last night, so which is part of the reason why I give the Celtics some points for the win, but I don't give them too many. Because during that run, and this, as much as it is about getting Giannis near the hoop, and he's got to develop some sort of, I don't want to say post-game, how about a game just near the basket, okay? Like, call what you want. If you can get the ball and develop a little fall-away jumper or something, because nobody's blocking his shot.
No, he's crying for a mid-range game. He'll chuck the deep three. And slashing and whatnot, if he gets to the rim, it's over. But they'll give you, like, everyone's gotten smart about it. They just sort of wait there for the charge. So if Giannis wants to shoot from 15 feet, it's there for him. 10 feet, 12 feet, it's there for him. He doesn't do it.
No, and the Celtics did a good job at that last night. Smart, especially, anticipates that spin move, steps in the space that Giannis is going to spin to because Giannis can't see it. And then all of a sudden, he gets the charge. But during that run, they just kept hucking up threes. Can somebody just take a 15-footer and stop the run?
That's that team. That's the league. And so if that's the favorite in the East, you got a good shot against them. I felt that last year, for crying out loud. I was with Paul Pierce after game one. You know, styles win fights. I thought the Celtics were going to beat them last year because I just think Milwaukee's vulnerable.
That Celtics team had no sack.
Dean in Shrewsbury on the Celts. Yes, Dean.
Maz, you say Kemba's like Isaiah, like it's a bad thing. Isaiah came fifth in MVP voting, and Kemba's going to come top five in MVP voting.
It is true. You say Kemba's like IT, like it's a bad thing.
It was Isaiah. Did we think Isaiah was a max contract guy?
No, it's not saying anything. Was he a good player that you could win games with?
Yeah.
So why is that such a bad thing to be compared to a guy who had a good run here, was a good player?
Because, Murray, you want to help me with this? Because I think we all recognize that with Isaiah Thomas, there was a ceiling.
Yeah.
There was a limit. And so, again, when the idea of giving Isaiah a max contract came up, what did we all say?
If Isaiah's your
what
best...
What did we all say? What did we say?
I want to get into it to him. But
okay, but we gave one to Kemba.
If Isaiah is your best player, you're probably in trouble. Is Kemba Walker going to be their best player?
No, not long term. Maybe this year.
This year he shouldn't be. If he's your best player, then I would agree with you. You're not going anywhere. I'll agree with you there. I'm going to assume that either Tatum or Brown or both, but one of the two is going to be better. And,
what about Hayward?
And Hayward. Yes. So if Kemba's your third guy, okay. So that's how I see him. That's how if he's your best player, if he is Isaiah Thomas for you, meaning. You know, there's fourth quarter time, all that nonsense. And like, he's the guy, then you're right, ceiling.
Okay. So I just want to make that distinction clear. That's all. Because again, you know, I said today, he's like Isaiah Thomas. That's what he is. And no.
This was not a bad thing, but there's a ceiling.
It's actually a good thing. It's a good thing to be Isaiah Thomas. It's a good thing.
To a point.
It just tells you what kind of team you are.
No. We didn't say if Isaiah's your best player, we agree with this. But if he's Isaiah and he's your third best player, then you're fine.
Yes, fine.
Okay. Some consensus there.
Depending on who you're first.
Here's Murray's update. Just leave it at that.
Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222, and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150. Win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Today to present an exciting opportunity for togetherness.
Felger and Mass.
That's awesome.
Of course it is.
That's great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
How about a quick World Series thought, Maz? Reset this with our guy, Tom and Quincy. Go ahead, Tommy.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, Mike, in full disclosure, I've watched zero baseball since Sox got bounced, you know, in the season ending, so I was still disgusted. But I read up on this game today. I've talked to all of you guys, Murray, Tony, even McCarthy, about this analytical trend in baseball, which you know I absolutely despise. Last night, just based on what I read, If it went the way that I read it, that is like rock bottom for analytics. Because gone are the days of Jack Morris throwing 10 innings in the playoffs of the World Series. This is ridiculous. Like, the kid was having a rough inning, not a bad inning from what I read. But they yank him in the most important game that the league has to offer. And they chuck in the bullpen and the bullpen blows up and gives up another four runs in the next 2 2/3.
A.J. Hinch had no feel for the game, which is another problem with analytics, is that the modern-day manager doesn't manage to the game, has no feel for the game, because all the matchups are predetermined by the nerds upstairs. So when it's time for him to make a decision, he doesn't have the feel for the game. And that was a classic example last night. Zach Greinke was terrific. Gets into the sixth or the seventh?
Seventh inning,
up 2-0, gives up a solo home run, then walks a guy and got squeezed on one of the pitches. And A.J. Hinch comes and gets him. He had thrown 80 pitches, looked terrific, had made one mistake that inning, and they came and got him. Another factor was they were about to go through the third turn of the lineup.
Correct.
Third turn through. And the nerds, the analytics are huge on third turn through.
Abort the mission.
Third time through. And so he yanked him, brought in Will Harris. He gave up a two-run homer to Kendricks. And the next thing you know, the bullpen completely implodes, and they go on to lose the World Series. So I think it's a little bit of a stretch to blame analytics, but I want to do it.
Yeah, so look, to me, I'm not a Greinke guy, and he's a terrific pitcher. And I know he was great last night. I feel like Greinke's a meltdown waiting to happen. I just do. And looking at his numbers here, though, there was plenty of argument to leave him into that game. Third time through the lineup, the OPS against him is .566. Batting average, .206. Mm. Like, he's actually still pretty good at that stage. And he's a crafty guy, right? He's been around. So you could certainly argue he should have stayed in the game. My bigger issue was, after they fell behind 3-2, how come you don't put Gerrit Cole in the game? Once the game opens up, you're cooked.
Yeah, that's the thing that's inexcusable to me. And I said it earlier, it's like the equivalent of the Butler benching in the Super Bowl. Like, what are you doing? At least put him in the game. You're bleeding. Put Butler in the second half. Put Gerrit Cole in this game. If the Astros win the World Series, he's going to be the MVP for you. Why isn't he? Get him up there. Get him in the game. And they don't do it.
I mean,
it's inexcusable.
Oh, it blew me away. And again, like, you know, what was the final? 6-2?
Six to two.
Okay, so it was maybe 7 the night before. Whatever, I get him mixed up. But think of what Washington would have. Washington had bullpen problems all year long. Okay, all year long they had bullpen problems. If they have to close in Houston 3-2, boy, that's a tough spot for a pitcher, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Win the World Series, you're going to get three outs in Houston, let alone the three in the eighth. You could have had Cole on the mound and kept the game at 3-2. Instead, he puts in a couple of relievers. He didn't go with his best guy. The beauty of the playoffs is that whether it's a starter or a reliever, you go with your best guys. Cole's his best guy.
I think we were talking about this last year with Roberts in the World Series, too, with Baez. Didn't he, like, pass? Was it Baez that he kept passing on?
And he did it again this year, too.
And he didn't pitch Walker Buehler when he needed to. Like, no feel for the game.
Correct.
No feel for the game. All the matchups are handed to him by the nerd upstairs before the game.
Absolutely.
And that's, I think, what happens a lot of these times. John in Peabody.
Alert, alert, third time. Take him out.
Third time through. Yank him. John in Peabody. Go ahead on Sony Michel.
Yeah, I'm just calling because you guys said we wasted a pick on Sony Michel. We rode the guy to 300 and plus yards and six touchdowns through the playoffs last year.
No, you didn't. Hello?
No, we didn't.
No, you rode the offensive line. That's what you rode.
I mean, I would have to agree with the offensive line being better.
Oh, all right. Okay. Thank you very much.
Quick. Thanks. No, but John, you're right. He had a good postseason. No doubt about it. Could you have gotten the same production from a running back you drafted in the fourth round? In other words,
yes.
Everyone ran on Kansas City. You were smart to do that against them. You know, maybe some teams weren't smart enough to realize that you just can run on KC, like, you know, but I think this year's proven there's been many teams that have gone into Kansas City and just run the ball on them. And so the coaching there was smart, good game plan, but you're hardly the only team to run on Kansas City. And then in the Super Bowl, you had 3 points in the fourth quarter. So I don't know why anyone would pump up what your offense did in that game. And you finally got points on the board late when you started to throw. So I think Sony Michel's role in that run last year has been a little overstated. He was good. He was good, but you did not like climb on my back, guys.
No. And again, I think it had more to do with the line and the way they were just absolutely just, you know, steamrolling people, because that's what they were doing in Kansas City and even San Diego to a degree, although that was zone defense.
Here's Woody and Lowell. Woody!
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Woody? You're on the air, man.
Okay. First thing, Felger, I agree with you totally on the Celtics' prospects of coming out of the East. Secondly, I believe that Jaylen Brown is the guy to trade for the Celtics because he's the square peg in a round hole on this team. All right? That's how I feel on that situation. What's your thoughts on that?
Okay, why is he the square peg?
He gets the ball, it's a vacuum. He's the black hole.
Okay, Woody, I'll just stop you there. It's a good answer.
I don't mind his assessment there. No, it's a good one.
The ball doesn't flow as much with him. It sort of sticks and his handle sucks on top of it. But it doesn't move with him like it does other guys.
Right, he either shoots or he puts it on the floor.
And loses it.
Right. It doesn't, you know, the ball doesn't bounce from place to place with him out there. And so, I don't know, maybe Jimmy Stewart's right. Maybe the whole thing with Brown, that contract, makes him more tradable, not less. Maybe that's the logic.
Don in Vermont on the Patriots. Yes, Don?
Yes. If San Francisco goes 16-0, Patriots go 16-0, Patriots win the Super Bowl, does Brady or both Belichick set off into the sunset?
So I'd like to record this answer and then just play it, because I feel like we answer it like 4 times a day. And I feel so strongly about it, I'm sick of just repeating the same rant. But you want me to?
Yeah, go, yeah. That's what we do.
It's not going to be based on whether he wins the last game or not. Please, with that. It's a massive life decision. Do you want to work? Do you not want to work? Do you want to retire or not retire? Where does your wife want to live? Does she want you to keep working or not? Huge decisions. You have to devote massive amounts of time to train and get ready. And do you want to do that or not? That's the equation. It doesn't matter if you win that last game or lose that last game. How could that be? Especially when you've already established yourself as the best ever. What's the diff? 6, 7, 8? What does it matter? Do you want to keep playing or not? And that, to me, has to be independent of whether you win the last game or lose the last game. It's like this myth fairy tale. I'm going to win the last game and ride off into the sunset. 99.999% of the time, the guy has already made up his mind. or he makes up his mind later and it has nothing to do with the game. Do you want to keep playing or not? Do you want to work for who you're working for or not? Can your family handle it, etc.? Those are the considerations. It's not whether he wins the game or not. It drives me nuts. Is it? That's so trivial. It is. It's trivial compared to the big life equation of do you want to continue to work or not? That's massive.
Yeah, I'm not saying anything because I think it's, you know, what you're saying to me makes sense. Peyton Manning knew he was retiring before he played that Super Bowl.
John Elway knew he was retiring. It was his last year. Like everyone says, like Elway won his last one, so he retired. It didn't work that way. He knew he was done. He was done.
Yeah, and Barry Sanders, the opposite, knew he was retiring, whether the, you know, and they lost.
It didn't matter whether he won or lost.
Yeah, that's right. I think those guys know. They just say, this is it.
That's a movie script. It's like, why does everyone get, I don't mean to yell at Don in Vermont, but it's such an easy, cliched sort of thing that people always do. It's like, no, they're human beings.
Yeah, it could be the last straw. So to the caller, yes, I think it could happen.
Mm-hmm. I don't. This is what you're saying, that Giselle is up his ass for years. Tom, you're not spending enough time with the family. Tom, I don't want to live in Boston. Tom, this is important to me that we get closer to where I want to live in New York. Tom, your kids need your attention. Tom, okay? And these huge life things at home every night. But then we get to the Super Bowl and he happens to lose it. And then he can turn around to G and say, well, I lost the game, so we're going to have to keep playing.
Yeah, because you know how important number 7 is to me, babe. So you got to put it on for one more year.
Why is 7 so important? He already has more than anyone in history. What's the difference?
He needs to have that 7th one.
Why? Why? What about 7?
It's the Jordan thing, like, right? Like, he's got to have, you know, it's just so no one can ever touch him.
So I forgot about that. One more than Jordan.
Yep.
I didn't even think of that. One more than, maybe there is something there. But I still find it impossible to believe that he has that massive life decision panned out with his wife.
Well, all that other stuff matters.
And he says to her, honey, actually, we're going to see if this kicker can make, if Dingleberry makes the kick, we'll stop playing. If he misses the kick, I'm going to retire. Or what? You think it's like based on that?
No. If Ray Lewis and the Ravens had lost that Super Bowl, he was playing another year.
What? I mean, that's crazy. It doesn't work that way. Don't you understand? These are people.
Again, all this other stuff factors in, but it could be the straw that breaks the camel's
back. It's a movie script. It's not real life. Real life is the decisions based on real life factors, not whether the ball goes through the uprights or not. Like, this is bananas. That whole thing, his whole life, his whole after playing life, his wife, his kids, the entire Brady operation is going to come down to whether Fenefesi, who's the kicker now?
Nick Folk.
This fucking guy makes the kick or not. Do you really believe that, people? Do you really believe that?
It could factor in.
No, it's not.
Well, that's why they call me Simple Jim.
I think it's crazy. And I'd like you to record that because I don't want to go through that again. Every time someone calls with that, I'm like, I just feel so strongly about that.
No, could have used it at 30 seconds, not 2 minutes.
That's perfect, actually. Think about it. If Giselle's sitting there watching the game, knowing that if they win, Brady's done, and Folk misses the kick.
You've got to be fucking kidding me.
Don't tell me it's going to come down to that.
What the Folk?
An epic all-time when hosts aren't listening, and Hardy's amazing Monster Mash Halloween headlines coming up in the final word.
This is Felger and Mass on 98.5.
Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222, and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The callers bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And the final word brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you are looking for the best deal on tires, there is only one place to go. That's Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
Nobody. No.
All right, so this is courtesy of Zolak and Bertrand, the fine midday show here at 98.5 Sports Hub, and of course, simulcast NBC Sports Boston. Hardy is in this chair during that show, and for, I think, 4 years running now, they've done the Monster Mash headlines, which is brilliant, creative, and here is this year's version.
Now, here's the 98.5 Sports Hub headline.
The garden was haunted late last night by a freakish ghoul from Greece, nearly 7 feet in height. The Celtics won by 11, but as good as that sounds, that monster from Milwaukee grabbed 14 rebounds.
The boards he crashed!
Yes, the boards were crashed.
The boards he crashed!
Giannis was earning his cash.
The boards he crashed!
By the way, Brooks Lopez, trash.
The boards he crashed!
Freakish boards he crashed. Whoa. All the vampires in Houston had to stay up late. Whoa. To watch their dying Astros succumb to their fate. Whoa. The Nationals won game 7, 6-2. Whoa. And a man won a trophy for the balls he threw.
MVP stress!
Yes, that man was stressed.
MVP stress!
Strasburg, if you have to ask.
MVP stress!
His fastball? Not that fast.
MVP stress!
Congrats, Steven Stress. Whoa. Now this last bit of news will make your blood run colder. Whoa. The injury list says Brady, limited, shoulder. Whoa. But listen here, you spooky Ravens. Here's something scary. Sunday night you might see...
And kill Harry.
Headlines are sponsored by Jake and Joe's. Get to Braintree on Sunday to meet Adam Jones. Win a Jameson Yeti cooler while you're watching the game. More headlines in 30 minutes. Hardy is my name.
The best part of that, too, is that whole thing started because our old bed music that we had for the Hub headline sounded like the Monster Mash. And, they just winged it that first day. I mean, he wrote it. But, 4 years running now. I love that bit.
Brilliant.
It is. It's excellent.
And then we had maybe one of the all-time when hosts aren't listening today.
This is embarrassing. I'd like to leave the room. I want to.
This is Francesa-esque is what it is.
I can't listen to this. No, go ahead. I'll tell you something later.
Don't do it.
And now. When the hosts aren't listening.
Grab Josh in Framingham here on line 4. Hi, Josh.
Looking forward to Sunday, probably the most exciting Patriots game we've had since week 1. And so far we've seen defense being really aggressive, a lot of cover zero, blitzing linebackers, stunts and so on. But Lamar Jackson obviously provides a different set of challenges than what they've seen so far. Do you guys think that we'll continue to see the aggressive defense, or could we potentially see kind of a 2017 defense where they're sitting back and trying to contain and staying in their lanes a little more?
No, I think you're going to have the grit and ball Celtics back because the poison's out of the room and they'll like each other and you'll be that's what you've been. Other than that Kyrie interlude, and I think what you're going to get back to being.
I think he was talking about Lamar Jackson and the Ravens.
Oh, I started to do something else in the middle of his take.
It's okay, I wasn't going to air yell for it.
Oh my God, he did. He was talking about that. I'm sorry. Jimmy, you'll be getting some emails here in a second. That's what I was doing when he was talking. I'm sorry. Go ahead and answer.
No, that's when the hosts aren't listening. So,
wow.
This has been How to Tell When the Hosts Aren't
So
Listening.
Bad.
No, the best part of the whole thing really is.
What do you think Char and Carla would have done?
The best part of the whole thing is I really have no idea what you just said, but I'm going to disagree with you anyway.
That's so mean.
No, no, no. You're going to get the grit and ball Celtics. That's what you're going to get.
So bad.
No clue what you said, but you're wrong. That's my motto, Mike. When in doubt, disagree.
Speaking of which, here comes Jones. What do you got tonight?
So I was
here we go.
I was listening on my drive in, as I normally do. Wonderful program you guys have. You like Nick Chubb over Sony Michel at 31, right?
Oh, by a landslide.
Okay.
I frankly don't care. I'm not taking either of them there, but either way, go ahead.
Yeah, I do. I love him. I love him way over Sony. Way.
Yeah, Felger warmed his way out. I thought I had him at a first round running back.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't take any of them.
I thought I had him. He's worth it at 31, is he? Oh, Nick Chubb's worth it at 31?
No, I like the guy in Detroit in the fourth round.
Nick Chubb's better than Sony Michel. True. That is true. We're going to get to Lamar.
Is he better than Kyrie Irving, though, Jeff?
That's a good grit and ball Celtics is what you're going to get tonight. We're going to start with Lamar Jackson. And whether or not the Patriots can slow down an offense that does something different than just about every other offense in the NFL. I thought Andrew Callahan had some interesting points at Mass Live. They've mastered what every other offense does in the NFL. They've struggled against the run. Can they shut down an offense like this?
Okay, here comes Jones and Arcand. You'll have 90 seconds for an update. No commercials, then you get these two jamokes. We're back at it tomorrow for an agenda-free Friday.
Agenda-free.
See everybody then.
Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222, and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.